Blog Talk Radio.
About a historical snowstorm in New York City. Crazy.
Oh, that's heavy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I'm going to check my barometer because I don't really trust the weatherman too much. You know, somewhere around, we'd be like, well, it passed you. It almost hit, you know, so we you know, wait to see what happens. But I always expect the worst and whatnot. I expect New York City to let us fucking be buried for days before they dig us out. But Manhattan, y'all cats will be all right on the Upper East Side. You know what I'm saying? That's lowly cats in the outer boroughs. It's going to be hurt. It's going to be hurtful. The salt game is going to be vicious. And you idiots out there that don't need to be on the road, do not be on the road. If you have to be on the road, you got to be uber careful. Carpool if you have to. But please, be safe. Because y'all cats, you know, if you got a rear-wheel drive vehicle, man, come on, be safe. You know what I mean? You're going to be fishtailing all over the place. God bless you guys with those Honda Civics. You're going to be straight. Don't worry about it. You're going to be all right. Just stay away from the snowdrift. You know how that works. You ever had, like, a rear-wheel drive vehicle? Oh, who am I talking to? Shay doesn't drive.
I had a front-wheel drive vehicle.
I was about to say, I know he ain't talking to me.
I had a front-wheel drive vehicle.
So you was good. You ever had any problems in the snow? Like, I mean, really, like, really bad problems, like fishtailing and all types of shit. Kind of did your thing, right?
Yeah.
Front wheel drive was official, man. It's way better for that type of one. I mean, but if you got what you got, just work with it. Just be careful. You know what I mean? Because I remember I was going across the 59th Street Bridge one time, and at the approach, it was like, I swear, abandoned cars all down. What's the name of that damn street? Borden Ave.
Borden Avenue.
Yeah, it was tons of them. I mean, like, it was a Corvette there, which I don't know what the fuck you're driving a Corvette in a blizzard for. I mean, it was so bad, the blizzard, is like, if your car was at a standstill for 3 seconds, you'd be covered in your windows. You couldn't see out of no windows. It'd be covered in snow. So why would you drive a Corvette? BMWs to the wayside. I mean, just empty, sitting there in the middle of the street. I'm like, damn. You know, it's bad business, man. You know, hey, so if you got your sexy sports car, the snow is not where you want to put it, you know.
Leave it at home.
And things like that. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But you can't tell that to a hood booger. A hood booger, by definition, party people. A hood booger, yes. We are getting into hood boogers today. And basically, you have poor people, you know, it's a victim of circumstance, you know, most. And, you know, they do what they got to do to survive. I can respect that. And they're growing, you know, and they're building a better situation. Then you have hood boogers, okay, who are, you know, same pocket as those particular poor people. But yet, everything they work for is thrown away.
Mm.
Okay, I'll give you an example of hood boogery. That would be the type of chick to go into Wendy's and change her dirty baby diaper on the table.
Mm-mm.
That's right. Change the baby diaper on the table and leave it there. The type of person that they throw shit
no
in your house
like
and look at you like you got a problem. That's hood boogery. You understand?
Mm.
Hood boogery. You know. Matter of fact, Shay, why don't you talk about your boogery situation? You had a boogery situation as of recent. Let's get into that.
I was invited to a ratchet baby shower.
Now, how could a baby shower possibly be ratchet, Shay? I mean, you know, it's bringing a new human form into the world. So how's that possible? What kind of bullshit would that be?
Because the mother of the baby, the mama, said, everyone that comes to my baby shower better turn up. We gonna turn up.
Did they have alcohol?
There was no alcohol at the YMCA.
Wow. So what you guys were doing, like doing laps around the pool and push-ups and shit? Or how did that work?
No, it was in a room at the YMCA. Mm-hmm. And there was a DJ, and there was some crappy food, and there was some CNC cola. And
keeping it funky.
Some cheese doodles.
And there was cheese doodles. Yes, there was, most definitely. But there was no alcohol, which I found very strange. Apparently the YMCA does not allow it, but people found a way, and I caught a few people in the coat room drinking bottles of Henny, E&J, and some other stuff.
Were they pregnant?
I don't even want to know what it was. No,
was it pregnant people drink,
no? No, but the pregnant one was wearing a pair of 7-inch heeled shoes.
Why?
7 inches. That's what I want to know. Why? Why are you wearing 7 inches?
She looks like a pregnant
shake
dancer, huh? Yeah, that's boogery at its finest. That's boogery. First of all,
inches.
My take on the situation is, one, if somebody invites you to a baby shower, well, if somebody's planning a baby shower for you, I don't know, for some reason, having it at the YMCA.
That would throw me off.
It just, I'm confused now. I'm confused now. It's a baby shower, okay?
I found out why it was at the Y, and that's because there was a hookup, so it was free. So that's why.
So
that's
boogery. That's boogery. Listen, I mean, that's your legacy. Like, listen, I'm gonna bring my baby into the world, and we're gonna party this out in the YM fucking
MCA.
Okay, I got you.
And the village people is doing the theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Exactly. Now, that's another thing that freaks me out. The YMCA, you know, when I think of YMCA, I think of the village people. And those guys
always
were butt rapists. I mean, I heard the record, and I played it back various times, and they were butt rapists. Y'all, I feel sorry for those little boys that was up in there. Because, you know, they was like stalkers, like weird dudes. You know, he's like, where the young boys play? Like, what? What? So it was apparent. Now, listen, I'm not saying it's not, that if you... You know, do what you do. You into, you know, that type of thing. That's cool. But you don't play with nobody's little boys. I mean, come on, really? At the YMCA, little boy trying to swim, and you up in here singing about playing with the little boys in the YMCA. You know what I mean? Come on, man. So you basically tell me it's a predator spot.
You know that membership dropped when that song dropped, right?
I think membership increased. I think the whole East Village was up in there. The YMCA is definitely catering to the butt boys.
No, but, having a baby shower at the YMCA, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
All because you got a hookup? Come on, man.
That's crazy.
You know,
that's
don't
crazy.
Have the shit at
all.
That's
just like, having
fuck
your bridal
you.
Shower at a homeless shelter. It's just the same type of thing to me, you know what I mean? That's crazy.
Oh, and
there was
portion control in the food, too.
Portion? Oh, no, you can only have 3 cheese doodles.
There was portion control in the food. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, did they give you a drink in a Dixie cup? Was it a white Dixie cup?
And
it was
really
the white plastic cups. You had those small ones, too. Not the big one, not the 16-ounce. It was like the 6-ounce one.
Wow. So you had a snack, basically. You went there, you had a snack. You looked at some pregnant chicks in stilettos. Shake Dance and Close.
Yeah, to Queena.
I came home at 8. I came home at 8, put it that way.
Wow. God bless y'all. God bless that baby that's coming out. God bless him.
Word.
God bless him, man. That's, I mean, that's a form of boogery.
And his parole officer.
Yeah, exactly. Grandma's twerking. Hood boogery. Mm-hmm. If you're a grandmother, you shouldn't be twerking. Actually, I don't care. You shouldn't be twerking anyway. But, I mean, if you got to, please don't be a grandmother twerking. You know, I understand. You know, you want to do your thing.
Your
position. You
want to
feel. Yeah, you want to get your inner shake dance out. I take that.
Well,
but
isn't what if it's like a 35-year-old grandmother?
What the fuck is she being a grandmother at fucking 35 for? What the fuck?
The epitome
of come on now. You got to have some societal breaks in there somewhere. What the fuck?
But that's
35 years old,
a
grandmother? Come on.
Actually,
that sounds like
exist.
Systemic
cyclist
bullshit, man, for real.
They do exist.
They do exist.
Oh, my goodness.
35-year-old grandmother. She in the club turning up. Twerking.
Well, actually, you know, right now this is a day and age because you got a generation gap. So you got the kids, you know, playing, you know, pretending to be adults, and you got the adults pretending to be kids, and
it's like
freaky shit going on in between that.
Freaky Friday continuously is some shit going
on. That's true.
Yeah, that's wild for the night. You can bump in, like, I don't know, like these youngins, like a 20-year-old kid, he could bump into his 45-year-old moms in a club. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You look at social media, there's too much balance, like, as far as adult and kid. It's like they're all on Facebook doing the same dumb shit.
There's no boundaries, man.
Indeed, it's
no boundaries at all, man.
Yeah. You know, it's like their little son's friends could hook up with them.
Like,
if you are a mother in this day and age,
you know, like, you know, you go to somebody's house and, like say for instance in building 8 and shit and the mom's and son is watching fucking 106 and Parker shit talk about Ma, you can't break it down like I can. The fuck is wrong with y'all, man? Get the fuck out of here, you scumbags.
That's crazy. I hear you, man. Hood boogery. At its finest.
People need to play their positions. Like, hey, Ma, act like an adult. You know, go to a parent-teacher's night. Don't beat it fucking when you talk about a parent-teacher's night. Fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's a lot. And I feel sorry for the teachers, man. For all you teachers out there, I know you got a hell of a job on your hands.
Right.
Because you got to deal with some shit. It's not just the bad kids. It's what follows.
You got to deal with their fucking parents or lack thereof.
Man. Yeah.
Lack thereof.
But see, what I realize
that parenting.
Hood boogery is not an issue that's like inherited in your genes. It's something that's learned.
Something is a breakdown and shit, man. It's got to be something that's learned behavior.
No moral fiber, none whatsoever. No conscience. You know,
for chicken wings and fries.
Exactly. Yeah. Low rise pants on for everybody. That's what I got.
Exactly. Just because they make them, don't mean they for you.
Exactly. Take them low-rise pants off, you know. Please. And I'm talking about the girls. We already got into the fellas. We know how y'all look.
I
love
how you walk around and shit. You know, come touch
girls,
my ass.
Girls. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you like, my thing is like this. Listen, I like big chicks, right? But I don't think that, you know, if you like 400, 350, 275.
Give it up.
Don't wear them fucking marshmallow Ugg boots, for one. Don't wear low-rise jeans. You know what I mean? Don't get a tramp stamp. You know what I mean? Do something that compliments your figure. Don't wear a young shirt with your midriff dangling
come on,
out.
Wait, hold on,
you got
hold
the nerve.
So you're telling me, wait a minute. So you're telling
ring, huh?
DJ, no request. So you're telling me that saw Roseanne Barr walking down the street with some low-rise jeans with her muffin top hanging over with the beige Uggs and a little midriff top, what you going to do?
Gonna throw
that's
the
different.
Fuck up and pray to stop.
That's different. I wear a line under that chick. That's different. That's different. I roll her in some potpourri, boy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's different. See, Roseanne Barr, she had a she ain't got no muffin top. Roseanne Barr was built like a brick house. Them was big bones. She didn't have no fat on her.
Is she wearing low-rise jeans? She got a muffin top because everybody does.
Listen.
Unless
what
you're
I
a
do
size
understand
two,
now, listen,
you got
I do
a muffin
understand.
Top with some low rise.
A slight one, maybe. I mean, you, and listen, a chubby is cool. I mean, if a chick got a little chubby, that's dope. That's dope. I mean, we're looking at real people. Like the problem with the people now is that they're trying to look like, you know, what they see in the media. You know, they hype this bony shit up. You know, it's like you got to be bony and skinny, you know, wear these tight-ass clothes and all that. So you got these people killing themselves. And even the big girls are putting on little people clothes.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a thick chick, but I know I'm a thick chick, and I dress accordingly. You ain't going to find me in nothing that's... I said accordingly. I didn't say, oh, lady, nasty. No.
Now, moo-moos can be
hot. We're in no Legion suits like you're in the Golden Girls.
Oh, that's dope. With the fringes and shit on it, you know what I'm saying? That's official, looking like Edith Bunker. Now, that's a moo-moo. Edith Bunker had the collection. They should do an Edith Bunker line of moo-moos.
And I know how to show them.
Oh, brother. Oh, brother. Hear that, party people? As if. It's more than a mm-mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Sound like Caroline Chicken. Now you letting everybody know she got assets. You heard? Forget about it.
Assets.
What you mean? Like money? You got equity? Is that what we talk about? I mean,
that's not
assets you talking about here.
I mean,
you're talking about dimensions. See? What you selling? This is the radio show. It's family friendly show, y'all. Family friendly show.
You stupid.
And you out of pocket. You know. Yo, but really, they don't have retirement plans for strippers. They don't. You know. And when are you gonna actually be a rapper and not an aspiring rapper?
Yeah.
When is a record deal gonna be a record deal and not just a feature on World Star Hip Hop? You know, what's good? Like, it's so easy to access, like it's so easy to get a little piece of fame. You know what I'm saying? It's not even fame. It's just say notoriety, because you're not famous. You're just a person that somebody might have seen on a little video, you smacking up your little brother, you posted up, and, you know, it might have went local. And you're not a star, you know. You're not star-worthy material. You know where all the talent is? All the talent is on the new Star Search shows. Not in the record business, unfortunately. Half of the singers sound like they got a Casio keyboard stuck in their throat. You know, the T-Pain's, the what's the Sierra's boyfriend guy name? What's his name? Jungle, or what's the guy's name? Come on, help me out here. The guy with the dreads, the Sierra, she got a kid by the guy.
And you lost me.
You don't listen to current music?
Yeah, I don't listen to fucking mook shit, man. I don't know, man.
I don't listen to fucker either. I don't listen to fucker either. But I'm hip, though. But I'm hip. I'm hip. No Request knows exactly what he does not want to play. Speaking of hood boogery, when hood boogery goes wrong, what's up with Lil Wayne and Baby? They're not kissing no more. Apparently, they got a falling out. Wayne suing Baby for $8 million. $8 million? Now, you think about it.
I heard Lil Wayne was messing with Christina Milian and Karen
Stephens. That's
wifey.
Well, he's been off and on with Karen Stephens anyway. And from the work that Karen Stephens, a.k.a. Superhead, does, I mean... Do your thing, player. Definitely. And Karen Stephens is not, she don't mind being a sideline chick. She's cool with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she does, you know. And she sloppy tops the hell out of people, and that's a vicious situation right there. It definitely has returns. Yeah. People are coming back to see
it. What's the motherfuckers, Birdman and Lil Wayne, they kaput, or what's going on?
Well, apparently Birdman hasn't released his album, and he's got it kind of like frozen and whatnot. Wayne is into him for a couple of albums more, but Birdman didn't feel it was ready to release. Wayne's pissed off, frustrated. He feels that Baby is stagnating his career, so to speak. So you have the new team coming out with that weird gay guy, Young Thug, and. I think that's his main guy right now, which is very strange to me. So he's basically the new little strange. He's a hot artist in that youth circle. And Wayne probably might feel some kind of way about it. But at the end of the day, he's suing Baby for $8 million. Now, what I'm thinking about is this. Now, you're talking about when you're thinking about Lil Wayne, and this guy's been, you know, in the business for quite some time now. I mean, and I'd hate to admit it, but the guy's been around for a minute, and he's been putting out a lot of records. And I'm wondering, if you really got it like that, $8 million is a lot of money. It is a lot of money. But at this particular point in time, he has young Money Records. Under Young Money Records would be Drake, Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, they're not his artists. You know what I'm saying? They're Baby's artists.
Oh, shit.
So what is Wayne's role in this? Where you got to sue, you know, Baby for money. You're supposed to have your own thing, but I guess that's just like a little umbrella corporation under the wing of Baby. You know what I'm saying? Just for, you know, just for conversation. So apparently the money ain't as good as it look. You know what I mean? So a lot of times these artists be sold into the labels and management, and, you know, they going broke. They're practically broke. They're living from check to check, you know? And they used to live in excess, so to them, 10 grand is wasted in a week. Imagine that shit. And like about 90% of that shit is in a strip club.
That's stupid, man. You need to live within your means or some shit, refinance and shit.
Absolutely, absolutely. You don't need a mansion, guy. You could barely clean your own room. Matter of fact, you never even had a room growing up. So, you know, really, you need a mansion? You nasty turd. Get your mind right, people. Get your mind right. Priorities, people. Let's get these priorities in perspective.
Priorities.
We got to do. Exactly. Right. You know, so, you know, when we talk about boogery, that definitely, you know, that's definitely something that touches the kid. Because this shit got to stop. It has to stop.
It's
got
to
stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'd like to just throw this out there one more time. I've said it before. I'm just going to say it again. You motherfucking breakdancers. That's right, I had to throw the MF words. I know it's PG-13, but you kids understand what I'm saying. Yo, the other day I'm on the horse. What we call a horse is the train, party people. And I'm riding this train, and, you know, I'm just observing. And I can tell. I'm sitting there doing my thing, and these three young boys get on the train. None of them got on coats. All got on T-shirts, and one has a book bag.
And it's cold as shit out that motherfucker, too.
Absolutely. So I'm like, where y'all going with this? So they go into the center of the cart. One peels out the bag, and the other one goes, ladies and gentlemen, prepare for the show.
Showtime, ladies and gentlemen, showtime.
Exactly. So they start playing the boombox, and I don't know what they call it, because I do remember the B-boy era, where you had cats B-boying on cardboard boxes, linoleum tiles, all over the damn place. Not on the trains, though. But, you know, they was on a station platform getting it in, but on a subway cart. Violation of personal space. These guys was pole dancing. It wasn't break dancing. They was climbing on the poles, dangling upside down, spinning in circles. If these guys had on stilettos and had butt jobs, straight up.
No shit, you stupid.
These little
you
boys.
Stupid.
I'm like, come on, man. Get out of here. I'm like, come on, get out of here.
You liable to tip the motherfuckers in the top part. And they
boost you. You know what I'm saying? Just throw dollars at them. You get out of here. That's some bullshit. Get your mind together, yo. I understand you want to get, you know what I want to see? I want to see this. Take it out of the subway cars. I will actually rent a spot. This is my challenge to you subway dancers. Let's do it. Let's do it big. I want y'all to go into one spot and battle each other. Not so you can, you know, think you can dance shit, but I want to see y'all get busy for real. And half of them cats really cannot dance. It's like a hustle. Like selling fruit
Here's
snacks
the hustle,
on the train.
Man, you know.
I'm not
Excuse
buying
me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm putting this in my pocket. I feel no basketball team to keep myself out of trouble.
Exactly. You want to stay out of trouble, just stay out of trouble. Fuck you selling fruit
stay
snacks
out of trouble,
for.
Man. I mean, great. Don't get me wrong. It's the American way, man. It's a hustle. You know, get your dollars on and whatnot. But they be doing it at some inopportune times called fucking rush hour and shit. And that shit ain't necessarily kosher and shit, man. I mean, granted, get your hustle on and all that, but be careful with that shit, man. And they started to take these young boys to jail, too, now because of that shit. They got a whole ad campaign talking about, yo, that poll is not for you to do your latest routine, dickhead.
Exactly.
Yo, this shit is wild. They got a whole MTA got a whole advertising campaign out and shit, man. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a hustle, but yo, relax with that
it's
shit. Take that shit to some nice platform and battle.
Right.
Yo,
exactly.
Go to Grand Central.
Stop trying to kick people in the head.
Word. I mean, in fucking rush hour, man. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, man.
Stupid.
Flash mob Grand Central. Let's get funky with it. You know, go over there and do that dumb shit. You know, put on a performance, man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
They fucking do Grand Central. They be locked the fuck down, man.
Yeah.
For real.
A little boogery, man. A little boogery. You know what
I wish?
I wish half of these parents nowadays can just be a fly on the wall and watch their kid for 24 hours and see the type of motherfucker you're going to see.
Now, they be like, that's my baby. Just make sure I get half of it.
I told you to snatch the Fendi
wallet, my baby.
Dummy.
That's my baby. That's my baby. Nobody tell nothing. No cop better not say nothing to my baby.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you gotta really be on cue, y'all. You gotta be on cue. God bless all you shake dancers out there. God bless you all. And God bless you, dumb fucks, for going to shake dancer spots and spending your rent money.
Spending all your dough, putting up the baby, the kids' college tuition and shit. Just spend it.
Absolutely.
Keep the economy rolling.
Definitely. You know, God bless you, you people that, you know, actually do your homework with your kids. I appreciate that. You know, and God bless you people who don't give a fuck about your children because you're an asshole and you need God's blessings. It's some problems, man.
Because the state will take care of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to think about it, dude. Like, we're going through some shit right now where you don't have to be fucked up in the game. People are choosing to be fucked up in the game. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine, and this friend of mine told me, she said, you know what? You know, I always see this girl right here, and, you know, her baby is dressed to the nines. We talking about foam posits, y'all. We talking about UGG boots. Can you dig it? We talking about Ralph Lauren. We talking about 500 T-shirts, you dig? Her threat game is vicious, you know. But
how old is the baby?
Baby's about 6-7 years old. Dressed to the nines, but there's a problem, yeah, there's a problem. I'll tell you what the problem is. The fact is, dressed to the nines, mom's smelling like a homeless bag of, like, just a homeless, like you find a plastic bag in a train station under a drippy pipe, and it's just, like, full of homeless man clothes, and it stink. That's what mom
does.
Oh,
my goodness. Make the nose hair and the apple. Nose just fall out.
The apple don't fall far from the tree. Now, you got 10 people in a one-bedroom. Now, what I'm thinking about, matter of fact, no, it's a studio, so it's not a bedroom. It's just a big, it's not even a big space, but it's a space. And you got 10 people in there. What the hell are you wearing $300 sneakers for? Priorities.
You could get a bigger apartment with her outfit. I mean,
excuse me,
allergic
to fuckery. No, actually, you can. I mean, you can. My whole point is this, man. Get your shit together.
Together.
It don't have
prioritize
to be
that
bad. Your
shit, man, for real.
You don't need foam posits. You need Chuck Taylors. You need a pair of sneakers called Zips. You need some shit like that.
Kids.
You need Velcro sneakers. You know what I'm saying?
Off
you
the
need,
tables.
You need, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we're stealing the childhood from the children. You know what I'm saying? I think we're stealing it from them because you don't have to be a little kid and be on a fashion show. It was cool to get fresh when we were little kids. Don't get me wrong. You know, we had the latest sneakers, which was like, you know, some Clydes. You know, 69ers, Chuck Taylors,
here's
Shell Toes,
my thing with that, though. A child is growing. They're growing from one size to the next on a week-to-week basis. Why are you going to spend so much money on something that they're going to wear for 10 days and have to change?
Because
it don't make no
sense. Because everybody be hating on me for that. And
yeah,
that's their whole reason for fucking living.
Take your ass to Conway and buy some clothes. Take your ass to Payless and buy some shoes. Because they ain't going to last for more than 10 days. When they start getting to the age where they don't grow as much so quickly, then you can go and spend the nice money if you want to get them something nice and do all that nice crazy shit. But until then, they grow their clothes so damn quick. Who the fuck cares? As long as it look good and it's clean.
As long as they clean,
come
they want to go. Come on, man. But we got our priorities so fucked up.
Yo,
baby ain't going to be worth nothing unless it's in some nice stuff and whatnot.
You can front and bootleg some real nice shit. You can make it look like it costs a lot of money if you know how to do it right. It don't need to cost a lot of money.
Priorities
just need to make it look like
up,
it do.
Man. Priorities.
Girls can get away with
wearing
cheap
shit. Some Mickey Mouse fucking sneakers from Payless.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Guys can't, though. We'll get smacked up. It'll be a problem for us. Like, we'll get some shit that's just, like, not, like, the bomb, but we can't get no cheap shit. Men cannot get cheap shit. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. Y'all can get a cheap little black dress and be sexy. You know
and
what
rock
I mean?
It. And motherfuckers still want
exactly.
to smack
your ass. Nah. No. You can't wear a cheap suit. Uh-huh. You can't wear a cheap suit. Now, I've seen cheap suits. You can't do it. You look like them cast sets in front of the 99
cents. You can't wear
those
fake leather sweatpants and shit.
Yeah.
And them fake leather tops and shit, man. Looking like you are extra on Love and Hip Hop.
Whoa, you know what? Can you dig this? Can you dig this, man?
Hey, yo.
Professional hood booger. The award goes to, drum roll,
which
please. Adrian Broner. I'm sure you're familiar with this cat. Adrian Broner's a boxer. He boxes. And apparently he He lost a fight, you know what I mean? But he's a very boisterous guy. He's pretty out there. I think the dude has got a mental issue. I think something's wrong with him. I think he does have an issue. But basically, he apparently wanted Jay-Z. What did he say? He wanted Jay-Z to suck his dick with an elephant tongue.
Oh.
Because Jay-Z offered him $40 million for a 5-year contract to fight under his sports entertainment company.
Oh, Rock
situation.
Nation, whatever it is, right?
Yeah, right, right. So apparently, he said $8 million a year for me? Fuck Jay-Z. I'm like, really? How much you getting now? But, you know. The
but you know something, man? That's like stupid because you can sign other contracts.
Absolutely, you can negotiate. I mean,
you can negotiate other contracts and shit,
that?
Man.
You went straight to TMZ with that shit. What I don't get is that people, the things you say will come back to haunt you. You understand? You know, we have the you know the anonymity of radio, so I can talk shit and swallow spit to my heart's content. You're out there on Front Street. Face to the world. I understand you're a boxer, but you're not bulletproof. And shit happens. You got to be careful, man. You got to really be careful. See, this is just opinions. This is an opinion-based situation right here. So, you know, it's not too much salt going in there. Well, yeah, I'm a salty dude. It happens. But when you actually directly go in that, you know, cats with pockets, you know, you're going to feel that heat. Now, you know, I'm not going to say Jay-Z's going to...
What the fuck? Exactly. Elephant tongue? What's that?
You
imagine?
Don't invite no man to your penis, buddy. Come on, there's rules to the game, man. And that's not how it works.
Yeah,
you know,
you're
lose for that
boxing all, but, you know, that's calling unnecessary attention to yourself.
So I need you to put me up on something. So staying on Jay-Z, tell me what happened with him and Funk Flex the other day, because I haven't been able to actually read the whole thing.
Who?
The deal with him and
Funk
Flex
was...
Yeah.
Right.
Flex was going on a rant about, you know, I'll expose you, Jay-Z, and you can't touch me, and blah, blah, fucking blah. Now, when Flex began going in on his thing, Flex be doing them bomb drops.
Oh, so annoying.
Yo, I'm going to show you what's going down.
Yeah,
I'm going to talk about you, guy. You know, and it's like, really? Oh, yo, it took him like about maybe 2 hours.
That was pretty good.
To the point. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're
it was
a fucking
was
clown
like,
anyway and shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shout out to Funkmaster Flex. You've been in the game for a minute, man. But
how's
that
Uggs
totally
sponsorship going for you? Not Uggs. What was that shit?
Yeah, but he's annoying, though. Just play the music
Love.
And shut up.
UGKs
we don't want to hear
some shit?
I don't know. I don't even know. Does Funk Flex really DJ? Is he good? Is he
Rumor
nice?
Man
know.
Had a pair of Funk Flex.
Yeah,
shit.
He DJed some concert, comedy show, something I went to one time.
Is he a party DJ
good.
Or he gets busy? Like, you know what I mean?
No,
like, would I get a Funkmaster Flex mixtape? Is he gets busy? I'm not going to say a dude sitting in front of
some shit, right?
Yes.
DJ.
When he does his thing, he does his thing.
Yeah.
And he does it good. But when he goes through all that bullshit, it's just like, come on. No one wants to hear that nonsense. Just play the music and shut the fuck up. We don't want to
hear
your bomb droppings.
Everything is always an inside joke
everybody.
And shit with the motherfuckers. And
yeah,
shit.
That's just stupid.
But the drama was this, y'all. This was the drama.
Bullshit.
Apparently, they had a Dipset reunion, and I think Jay wanted a piece of that. And Flex kind of spazzed out because he was like, I remember when I was doing the 40-40 club, and this is a true story, though. I've heard it before, so I believe it. He was doing the 40-40 club, and Jay would actually make sure that the DJ could not play no Cam, no Dipset, none of that shit, Jim Jones. They couldn't play none of them records in the 40-40 club. That's some petty bullshit.
And why?
Yeah.
Just,
on Jay-Z
because of
the
beef.
Petty shit. So
yeah.
Your man Flex felt some kind of way and aired him out. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying it wasn't an airworthy situation. That bomb dropping shit just get on my nerves, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to say Flex wasn't right or Jay-Z was wrong. It's his club. He can do what he wants. I mean, it just seemed petty to me. You know,
yeah,
I
that's petty.
Dude,
that's
they shitted
petty.
On him, though. They did
the
shit
funny
on Jay-Z.
Shit.
They were talking about he looked like JJ and all that shit, Jim Jones and all them cats.
Mm-hmm.
They were shitting on Jay. You know,
the
but
funny
it's
right after that, they was talking about Jay-Z was part of this group of people that's supposed to be buying Hot 97. So he was like, oh, now he's going to go on fire Funk Flex because of this shit.
Yo,
what do you
think
want
about
with that?
Yo,
what do you want
with
a radio with that radio station for anyway? That's not
probably
a real
just want Flex job just to show and prove a point. Yo, real talk. It's a lot lot of ego with these entertainers, man, with all this
money.
A lot
of ego.
Yeah,
I'm going to get you fired.
I'm
going to get you fired. If he can, hey.
You know who's a wolf who got a crazy ego? Is a sharp guy, man. 50 Cent. That dude is a wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
he is. That motherfucker, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's an ego dude, man. He came into
that's
the game.
That's an ego, too. But,
he'll
put his money where his mouth is, too, man.
Yeah,
definitely. 50, you know, strong shout out to 50. I respect your game. Good hustle.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jigga, too. I respect your hustle, too. Adrian
word,
Broner.
Word,
put an elephant tongue on it. I'm not feeling you.
The elephant tongue.
You
what
need
that
to
about, man?
That
I ain't never heard nobody
you know
use that
I mean?
As a measurement. Elephant tongue.
Yeah, indeed. That's crazy. That dude is bugged out, man. On the real, the bad part about Cat.
Maybe he
thought
the trunk or some shit. I don't know.
But I'm like this. Look, you're a boxer, man. You're destined to lose because your mouth move faster than your hands. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to get seen, man. You're going to get seen, just like the last time he got seen. Now, you're not an undefeatable fighter. You're not Floyd Mayweather. Shout out to Floyd Mayweather, who is actually, pound for pound, one of the greatest fighters in his division. I don't like that division because that's not my thing. I like heavyweight fighters, you know.
What's up? Is he going to fight Pacquiao or what, man?
I don't know. They got too much bullshit with it. I think it's hype. It's going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's going to happen. It's not going to happen. I think there's a lot of hype behind that. You know what I mean? But
it's
going
to happen. It's too much money not for it to happen.
Yo, if Pacquiao fights Floyd Mayweather, I really would like to see Floyd Mayweather take a L for once.
Word.
I'm tired of this guy winning. It's like to the point where, like, come on,
me
dude.
Too.
Like, you know, when Tyson was fighting in his prime, it was like, okay, I'm just going to watch how he's going to win. There's no question that the dude's going to win. You know what I'm saying? But with Floyd Mayweather, it's like you got to go the whole distance. At least Mike just did it in, like, 90 seconds. You gotta go on the
all right,
round,
Mike. It's the third round. We need to. We got reservations.
You know what I'm saying? You could time you. You could shit. Check your Swatch watch. Yeah, Mike got him. He on the rope. Oh shit! It's over. Okay, it's time to go home. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yes,
Mike.
You win, you
Mike. We got reservations at Nobu and shit. Come on, wrap this up.
We should take bets on how long it was going to be. 58 seconds.
Absolutely.
62 seconds. 73 seconds.
Yeah, and Mike had a humble beginning. He came up fucked up, you know, poor and destitute, you know, and he got adopted by, you know, the cats from up north in the Catskills. What's the Catskills?
Yes,
and
he
took good care of Mike. They groomed him, you know, but that little boogery came back once he lost that, you know, he lost that guidance and he got in that booger situation and it fucked his game up.
Once,
you know?
Customato and Jim Jacobs was gone, that was it. The fucking vultures and vampires and wolves just came in like the scumbags that they are.
Shout out to Robin Givens, one of the greatest soul suckers of all time.
Gold digger.
Robin Givens, yes. Strong shout out to you. Strong shout out. Yeah, on the real, even if I go to that decade, man, and I look at, like, the hottest chick, Robin Givens would not be that chick. Mike, you slipped.
Not
that.
Even.
No, she wasn't.
She looked like a man.
She looked bogged up. She just has an annoying look to me.
Mm-hmm.
She's annoying. Robin Givens.
That look at that chick in fourth grade that always sat in the front of the fucking class.
Her face was too chiseled. It was too. She was too handsome to be pretty.
Yo, she said she was too handsome.
Wow.
She was too handsome to be pretty.
You're a handsome girl.
Somebody might, you know, debate that with you. She had fans, you dig? Robin
I'm
Givens
sure
had
she
fans.
Did.
I'm saying she's not.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, she wasn't my thing.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You know, she wasn't my thing.
In Boomerang, she was like, you know, the chick of all chicks, right? But no, she wasn't.
No, she wasn't.
Face,
nah, I didn't
even
feel like that, you know?
Halle Berry
was, she stole
that shit. Hell yeah, she did.
Yo, in Boomerang, Robin Givens wasn't even sexy.
No.
Eartha Kitt
like
old ass was sexier than her. I ain't go front. If I was there, I'd have smashed Eartha Kitt in that film. I'd have smashed the old ass, for real. He set the lights out of everything.
What about Grace Jones?
See, now you reach.
That looked like a
Grace
pencil.
Jones kind of looked like Sylvester and Chava Rink.
Pencil, a strong ass pencil.
She looked like she was going to break
something. Pencil
and
shit, man.
Yeah.
She'd throw your ass
she looked like she was
going to
break
the shit out you.
Yeah, that's
slave
what I'm saying.
Slave to the
you know?
Rhythm.
Yeah. Exactly.
You
yeah,
slave
that was
the rhythm.
Strong
yeah.
Jay.
Yo, but real talk, though. Eartha Kitt, how old was she in that joint? She was like about 150, right? Her legs were still looking good, kid.
Who, Eartha Kitt?
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, the rest of them was all fucked up, but, you know, she had some mannequin legs on her, man. Maybe it was a stunt double or something, but, you know, whatever it worked for her. You know what I mean? work for. But that was a great film. Shout out to Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was a great. He put out some joints, man. He had his time to shine, man. It's over though. Give it up. You know what I mean? Give it up. Ed did his thing, and he made a comeback too. You think about it, in the early '80s, Ed had that movie game locked down. Yeah, Beverly Hills Cop, which was a great franchise. You know what I'm saying? You had what was the other one with him and the guy with the money and
48 Hours.
Trading Places.
The Wall Street. Trading Places. Phenomenal.
Trading Places. 48 Hours.
Jamie Curtis. She was in their topless classic. Topless film for Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah, hold on. Hand a round of applause. Jamie Lee Curtis. Great frame.
Nice joints, man.
Yeah.
For real.
I had a Jones for Jamie Lee Curtis too. Jamie Lee Curtis was
pretty
little titties.
Even though she's a hermaphrodite with us.
They're little titties, but they were pretty. They're just pretty little titties.
Who?
Jamie
Lee Curtis?
Little titties.
Little.
She had no little titties.
Them shits was pears. Them shits was right,
shits
man. What you talk little?
Yeah, she had the right.
What you talk about some earth?
They were little. They were little.
Her gravity game was nice, y'all. You understand?
They were still little.
Jamie Lee Curtis had good gravity.
She had them 70s fucking 70s velvet poster
city look,
man.
But they little. They wasn't big.
You're right. They was definitely. Listen, Shay, you're not one of them.
Shay? I don't know.
You know why you can't judge Shay? Because you don't eat the same food that we do. You understand?
So,
stay out this restaurant.
I don't know. That sounds like some hateration. Yeah, I don't know.
You know, that's right. You got to eat down the block, all right? Go play with that one boy you was playing with there. All right, go on.
Dip.
This year my dish,
what's that
I eat
name?
Meat, but I can appreciate a nice, you know, woman, nice-looking woman. I have no problem saying a woman is pretty or sexy or nothing like that. Fish ain't my dish. I eat meat. Let's just get that straight.
So Maud is a handsome woman.
Maud is a man, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Maud is a man, baby.
Wow. Shout out to Cherry LeBerry. You know what I'm saying?
B. Arthur, love B. Arthur.
Yeah, that's wild for the night, man. That's wild for the night. But I mean, I really don't get.
He's a handsome chick. That's funny.
Wow.
He's a handsome chick. What the
fuck?
You
know, somebody smashed her. She got any kids? Did Maud have offspring, y'all? Please, somebody find out.
I don't think so.
Because if she didn't have any kids, then I think the jig is up. Maybe that is the guy who played Herman Munster.
Oh, shit. No, because she died after him.
Oh, my goodness.
She could have been a stunt double. You understand? She could have been a stunt double. Exactly. I mean, like, think about it. Hood boogery, Married with Children. They were some real worthless, raunchy sons of bitches there, the Bundys. You know, the Bundys were some motherfuckers, man. I like how he was my man.
I love the Bundys.
He was a hood booger for real. Yeah. I ain't gonna front. Wifey was banging. I don't know what Al's
deal
was.
That shit was on point, man. That shit was right.
Yeah, real talk.
It couldn't got any righter.
Yeah, she couldn't be running around my crib. You dig? With that big old hair, she had the big old Lord hair, man. Them leopard joints, and, man, come on, man. Really, Al?
She
sitting there playing with your balls in front of the TV, and you can't smash that?
I catch a charge on TV, man.
She had two.
Al, you get the Hood Booger Award today. You and Adrian Broner. Go on, get your Hood Booger Award. That's some job right there, man. Get your mind right.
Mm.
Yeah, it didn't make much
sense. She had two children, just to let y'all know.
This is coming from our science officer.
Who was the guy?
She was married twice, actually. She was married to Gene Sachs and Robert Allen Arthur, whoever he is. And they had she had two kids with one of them. Gene Sachs.
Heavy.
She had two kids with Gene Sachs.
Wow. I know she had bad feet. I know she had bad feet. I know her feet game was vicious. I know it was real vicious. Yeah. I'm pretty sure she had bad feet.
Tall?
Not Oprah level bad. I don't know. She just looked like her feet looked bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever seen somebody be like, I know your feet look fucked up. Like Oprah. Oprah's like the poster child for fucked up feet. Her game is
you
like
know who
bad,
got
you know
fucked
what I mean?
Up feet? That chick Claudia from The Price is Right. She ain't on there no more, but, yo, the only black chick that was on The Price is Right, yo, she got some fucking crazy
looking
shit.
How do y'all
know
what their feet look like?
Yo, dude, we Google it. You can Google it right now. They'll show you their feet. Naomi Campbell, you seen her feet? Yo, her feet look bogged out. It looked like
yeah,
a pretzel, a burnt
feet.
Pretzel with salt deposits on it. Yeah, it looked bad. It's like
bunions.
The bone structure's all fucked up.
Well, but that's
she needs
corn.
To get a hammer.
Corns look like fucking hanging keloids.
That's what happens when you wear them for heels.
What the fuck is wrong with them?
Word.
Man.
That's another thing, yo. If your feet
that's
jacked up.
That's what happens when you wear them heels.
Yo, but
you know,
get a closed-toe shoe. If you got
like
one
you go
toe
to the club, shit,
dangling
you
out of your
peekaboo. Fucking crow dags and shit. The game be fucked
not
up, man.
Get your lotion
You should
yo.
Get kicked out of clubs for having fucked up feet, man.
Mm-hmm.
You should be right forced up. To wear closed toes. You don't. Sandals ain't for everybody, y'all.
Word.
It's not. You understand?
The fuck is wrong
I know
with
you
want to
get
shit,
your sandal
man.
Look. Nah. If your feet, if you got feet that look like pancakes, when you step on the ground, your arch game is gone. Sandals ain't going to work for you like that. You don't need heels. You're going to hurt yourself. Stop it. You know what I mean? Gravity
yo,
is
DJ
not
no request.
Friend.
When we open up our club, man, chicks are trying to get in with fucked up feet. Ain't nothing happening, man. I don't give a fuck.
I'm on toe patrol. Don't come around me with some fucked up looking toes because I will take pictures and blast your ass all over
you know,
the social media
fuck
world.
What's wrong with you and shit? With crow dags
toe
and shit.
It's nasty.
Definitely. I agree. I think women should take care of their feet. And if they're busted, hide them. And I think, fellas, you need to take care of your shit, too. Don't be walking around them long-ass toenails looking wood, grain,
scraping
you know what I mean?
Scraping up the fucking floor and shit.
Yeah.
Not just your
fucking
feet,
holes
but your hands,
your socks,
too.
Fellas.
Not just
oh,
your
that's
feet,
a given.
Your hands, too.
Oh,
yeah. Your hands are more important than your feet. Because, you know,
absolutely.
Hands have to go places. Yeah. Can't have no raggedy true. Nails. Gotta
and
keep them shit straight.
Powder.
Most of all, wash your ass. Wash
Put
your fucking ass, motherfuckers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let your drawers touch the subway seats. That's why you got to pull your pants up. Fucking anal
yeah,
warts.
You're right about that. You're right about that. Yeah, something going to crawl up in your joint, little fellas. Something going to crawl up in there. Pull your pants up. You're right about that, man, because a lot of butt cheeks dangling out. And I just feel uncomfortable knowing that I'm sitting in a seat in a train that somebody underwear was on, you know. Cover that
that's
up.
What I'm saying, man. Letting the crabs out and shit.
Real talk. Yeah, you probably can get some kind of crab or something from that. Now,
I'm
trying to think
you know
of it.
Saying?
See, that's some bullshit. Yeah, now
crabs
I'm
on the train and shit.
Y'all making my stomach turn. Stop it.
Well, we're going to start that campaign, y'all. Nobody
sweat,
want no crabs.
Fake ass leather sweatpants and shit. Fuck wrong with you, man.
Yeah, what is with that? I mean, is it a choice?
Simulated
I mean,
leather.
Because I know a lot of fashion companies are putting out this polyurethane shit because they
I just want to own
they,
that,
using
that
this
or burn
they
it.
Save the animal
the
shit to save money.
It's politically correct and because it saves the money.
I think it's
that's
because
all?
It saves the money. And that's
well,
that's
yeah.
they're just getting on that bandwagon.
I think
to,
it shows tacky ass
item.
Taste.
Of course.
Yeah,
they're trying to
exactly.
show that they, you know, part of a cause.
Yeah, but what they did, too, as well, is these fuckheads, right, they'll tell you, like, if you go in to order something online, let's say you're looking for a leather wallet, you know how much shit you got to go through to find out if it's actual real leather?
Really?
Yes. I was
yes,
to
you
got to
go through a lot
phone.
Of shit. They will, yo, leather, it's leather. And then you got, you know, it's P, they call it PU leather.
PU.
And you're like, oh, that's something.
PU leather.
Polyurethane. It's not leather. It's up, it's that vinyl
and
fuckery, you know what I mean? That
yo,
crap.
I
hey, let's put, take some matches
I didn't know
to
that
it
until
to find
someone
out.
Told me that. I didn't know that until my friend told me that. PU. What the hell is a PU? I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Shit.
Be careful. Mm. Buyer beware, you know, because I got caught. DKNY caught me, yo. I thought I had a sale.
Oh.
Had a vicious pea coat. Distress rubber shit. By the time I got home, I was like, this is a bitch. Macy's, y'all. Mm. Can you dig it? I'm like, how you going to sell this bullshit? Yeah, I was salty about that. I was definitely salty about that. That was some years ago, but I got hip. I've learned. You know what I'm saying? That's the process there. You know, you fuck up, you get better. You don't keep fucking up. You know what I'm saying?
You don't
that's
keep fucking up. Word up.
Exactly.
Man.
Gotta get it right. Get it right,
that's
man.
Crazy.
For real. So, you know, all you fellas running around here with your pants hanging and your loose booties, get your mind right. You know, all you sisters walking around here with your baggy stuff, get your mind right. You know what I'm saying?
Your fake eyelashes and shit
and
looking like your eye afflicted.
Yeah, I think the people that need to get into a front end collision are the idiots that put eyelashes on their headlights. The fuck is that about?
Isn't that a taxi company, Life Lyft or something? L-Y-F-E or something?
Nah, you never seen that shit?
Hey,
people putting eyelashes on the front of their car.
I've seen that shit and hate it.
Are they making cars heterophobes now?
They try to, because some people think it's sexy. Ooh, my car got eyelashes. The fuck out of here.
It's a fucking car, man. It's a car, yo.
Fuck out of here.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't put lipsticks on the fucking grill next. The fuck?
Absolutely. Absolutely. For real. And you know what? It's 2015, fellas. And this is New York City dudes I'm talking to. Stop it with the big 22-inch baby stroller wheels on your cars. Y'all look ridiculous. You look ridiculous, man. You know what I'm saying? With them Impalas, with them big-ass wheels on it, it looks bad, yo. Booger
it.
Stop
bad.
It. Pause that shit. Yo, it's not a good look, man. It's not a good look. And I'm not really, you know, and I like car culture. It's a time and place for all of that shit. You understand what I'm saying? So if you're going to do it right. Apparently y'all not, because I'm talking about it, you know. And all you other dudes that do the surface, when you're getting your car customized, a Honda Civic is not a Lamborghini. Get your mind right, okay?
Man.
You get on I-95 and that shit.
You talking about the doors that slide straight up vertically and shit?
Yo,
the fuck,
man. I've seen a dude.
It's not a Lamborghini. It's just a Honda Civic, dickhead.
Exactly. Where you going with that? I mean, I understand you got your four-cylinder powerful stop sign to stop sign fun, but real talk, on the highway, son, you're getting ate up. Really. Real talk. You got V8s, V12s out there that's really putting your four-cylinder to shame. So I do understand. They can get up and go. They got great on the tape-off. You know, on the takeoff is great. But, dude, it's not a race car. It's a Honda Civic economy car. So let's keep it what it is, you know. We went through the Chrysler 300 lessons already. Y'all know. Y'all already know.
Yeah.
So we don't need to go there, you know. But this Honda Civic thing rears its ugly head every now and again. So we got to bring it back. You know what I mean? Rest in peace, Paul Walker. Good dude. You know what I mean? Fast and Furious had you dudes doing cartwheels in your cars in the parking lot outside the movie theaters after watching the Fast and the Furious in your station wagons, you know. So keep it cool, man. You know, wear your seatbelts, y'all. It's going to be fucked up weather coming up. You know what I mean? Real fucked up.
Did y'all hear about the shooting at the Home Depot in the city today?
Say word.
What happened in the city?
There was a shooting in a Home Depot. I think it was the one on 23rd Street.
Well, somebody got some bad nails or some shit?
A gun. Two people died.
Oh, shit.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
That's dedication. Wow.
You showed me some fucked up ass food.
They was trying to get that
hashtag assault. Like, babe, I need some fucking. Exactly. And that's crazy. Yo, it is wild. You can get offed for the smallest of reasons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful, man. You really
yeah, that motherfucker on the Christmas tree. The game was fucked up. I'm looking for that dude.
That's crazy.
That's stupid, man. Come on now.
Mm-mm.
Life is too short, man. For real, life is too fucking short.
Yeah, listen, I got a message from one of our listeners, and this messenger states,
ooh, camel toes. Ooh, it was a worker thing. Oh,
camel toes.
God.
Hammer toes. No. Doing gang signs. Wow, that's funny. And women with hairy toes and backs.
Oh,
now,
my God.
You have
hairy
a
toes.
Point there. You have a point there.
What
Let's
about
go. Women with hairy toes and backs? Now, I have not come across a woman with a hairy back. That shit would frighten me. I'm
I
glad I have never seen no shit.
Crying
like
game.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'd tie the bitch down and just shave her. Shave
it
down.
Shave
and
it. Shave it. Just shave it. Because
it got to be a Yeti.
Andy's out.
Yeah, it got to be a Yeti, you know. It got to be Sasquatch.
I think that if a woman has a hairy back, then she deserves to be waxed because it needs to hurt so that she understands.
She deserves to be dog-tied and waxed.
No, she needs to understand. She needs to understand that she can't go out looking like that because it makes us all look bad. So the shit needs to hurt when it comes off. So she needs to be waxed.
You're right about that.
Tie it out. Tie it out. This is going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me.
Now, don't get me wrong. Now, because I think if your back is hairy, maybe your front might be too, and it's nothing worse than hairy titties. I mean, I've seen them.
Ew.
I've seen them. Yeah, hairy titties. They exist.
I've heard about hairy nipples. That's nasty. Ew.
Yeah, that's a bad situation. It can be fixed, mm-mm, though. I mean, you can pluck them, shave them, get them off of there. But, I mean, there's no reason for your cleavage
to have hair around the nipples and shit, man.
Yeah, that'd
be
crazy. You got to cut that out, y'all. You got to cut
that
out. I don't care if you wear turtlenecks all year round. Don't do that. It's not a good look. You got to clean out. You know what? And I had this argument with some people I know about body hair in women. You did. Me personally, I don't agree with it. I'm not down with the body hair in women thing. You know, that's just my opinion. You know what I mean? Now, I understand that there's some women that don't shave their legs. Some dudes like it. Some dudes don't. Now, there's some women that don't shave the box. Some dudes like it. DJ No Request, don't. You dig what I'm saying? I ain't into that. You got to shave the box. The box got to be, you got to do something.
I like
you
that
can't
1970s
just have dinklage. You got to look like a straight, like hippie. Like you got a hippie and a leg lock. Like, come on,
Riz,
cut that shit.
Riz say he likes
low.
The 70s look. Riz like
wow.
The apple on the cooch.
I like,
wow,
I like
that's
that,
too much.
You know, that fucking, that Susan Anton look.
Wow.
That Susan
oh,
Anton,
shit.
Christy McNichol look.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Y'all don't be knowing.
Wow. That's crazy. That's wild.
Hey,
the only thing
man.
I don't like
no,
is this afro
there.
Up under the arms. Like you got in the headlock.
You got to be, listen, man, grooming. You got to groom, just like fellas, man. Get that hair all off the back of your neck. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Get that hair off, man. Your mustache hair shouldn't be hanging over your lips. You know
shouldn't
I mean?
Be having. You should be looking
out.
Like Fu Manchu,
and,
young lady.
And please, please, fellas, trim that nose hair. Trim it. Please trim the nose hair.
This is true. They do whole boogers. Nose hair whole boogers.
Yeah, they do whole, and they get whole. And then this time of year, it gets frozen, and they all harden. It's not a
look,
good look.
Everybody has hair in their nose, but not everybody has to come out their nose. That's all I have to say.
That's true.
Just
that's
trim
true.
It.
Start connecting with your mustache shit, yo.
Mm. Ew.
Yeah.
Braid it together.
Yeah.
Oh. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody see that news reporter dude with them big ass eyebrows? Look scary as fuck. You know what I'm talking about?
The one on New York
Tupac.
One.
You gotta know what I'm talking about. Yes.
The one on New York one, right?
Yes.
Oh, I can't remember his name.
I don't know.
I met
he
him
looked
too.
Like Groucho Marx, like he need a cigar
yes.
and all that shit. Yeah,
that's
he looks bogged down.
That's
needed,
his
he
thing.
Needed that.
No,
nah, that's not
his
thing.
Thing.
That's just nasty. Fix that. I bet you he don't got no kids. I bet you don't got no kids. I bet you hasn't been. That dude hasn't been serviced in years. You know what I mean? It's a wrap for that
yo,
guy. You know
what
I mean?
Is up with these
fake.
Chicks shave off their eyebrows and then paint them shits on? Like they draw them
that's
shits
ridiculous.
On. What's up with that?
That's some androgynous that's weirdo ridiculous. Stuff.
They're going to shave
right?
their eyebrows off
don't have
and then
eyebrows.
Take a pencil and put it back in, huh. looking like fucking Ming the Merciless.
Yeah, she
yeah,
don't make
they
no
can
damn
throw it
sense.
On. Look at Brandy. She had the McDonald's arches for years. You see that shit? Yo, her eyebrows would go all the way up to her hairline and come back down.
You said the
it
McDonald's
like a big,
arches.
Yeah, she looked bad, yo. And she had a big forehead, too, so it was just like a big platform to draw eyebrows. And Brandy
she
looked bogged
out. She got a five head. A five head.
Yeah,
her
she looked
base.
Bogged out. Yeah, five Brandy. Head. Shout out to Brandy, yo. She put out good music and whatnot. The fuck happened to Ray J? What happened to you,
y'all
man?
Getting some ass.
Yo, my man, I'm telling you, dude, I mean, listen, if that's what you want to do, porn and all that, then do porn, player. Go do your porno movies and stuff, man. Get in where you fit in. Apparently, from what I heard, this motherfucker moved right next door to Kim Kardashian.
No way. Stop it.
Yeah, he moved right next door to Kanye and Kim and shit. He's their neighbor bringing them sugar and all that, dipping through the bedroom window. You know,
they have
Ray
a
is a freak. Ray is
Kanye
a predator. He goes,
thanks for bringing my girl out in the sports front.
I hit it first. That's some fun. Yeah, listen, if I was Kanye West, I'd be a little salty about that. I'd feel some kind of way about that guy. You know what I mean? I'd have to approach him and give him a good talking to. You know,
or your wife,
but Kanye
your wife
have
is
really put
going
it way,
celluloid
way,
sucking dick.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it's good to see little Ray made. You know, he paved the way for himself. Unfortunately, it was because he wanted to sell sex tapes and, you know, sing on people's living rooms and shit like that. But whatever. You know, whatever pays the pills, Mr. Ray Ray.
I ain't mad at him.
I'm not mad at him at all, man. Ray Ray's the man right now, in my opinion. He's the man. You know what I mean? I just hope he turns it up a notch and maximizes his potential as an artist because he actually can sing, y'all. You know what I mean? He's not the
nice
best
voice,
thing in the world,
yeah.
but he can sing. You know what I mean?
Oh, he can
give
sing?
Him some material.
Brother can sing. I mean, I didn't know the brother's
song. He's got a nice little voice.
I didn't know the brother's song.
He's not
no Teddy
Pendergrass
or
nothing like that.
Actor.
Oh. They, well, he come from the vaudeville side of the game. You know, little actor, child actor, singer shit. And, you know, he's been in Brandy's shadow for years, so he know how it's supposed to be done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He knows how it works. You know? Definitely, man. Shout out to Lil Ray Ray, man. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. So you
Yeah, I'm loving hip hop now too.
I bet
yeah,
he is. He's cashing in.
He is. Loving hip hop Hollywood. That's all.
Well,
him.
See, that show
okay.
can break you or make you. It can make you or break you.
Did they cancel that shit?
No.
They
not
should.
Yet.
They should blow that shit up. They should strap C4 to it and just demolish
it's
it
making,
as a rap.
It's making
Look what
too
they
much
did
money
to this poor
to.
Man. What's
Which
this man's
one?
Name? Consequence. Bucky
what
the Beaver, as he was called. Look at this.
Oh.
Yeah, first of all, I had a great deal of respect for this guy's body of work prior to him being on that show. He actually did good music with Tribe Called Quest. Good music with Kanye West. Whatever happened, the dude ends up on Love and Hip Hop. I don't want to see the dude personally. It ruined my whole perspective of the guy. Now I look at him like he's a clown. You know what I mean? And it's like,
but you know,
I
heard that
handle.
He was only on
yeah.
that. He was only on that show because of his baby mother, because she
I don't
was
care
brought
why
on,
he
the
was on the show.
No, I
really
know, but
care.
That's but it, you know, it wasn't.
It's Love and
Hip Hop.
He's a rapper.
Her.
It's
I
only
just
right.
got one question.
Well,
when
you gotta be
stop being a baby's mother or baby's daddy and all that and all that when they like in graduate school and law school and shit. I just want.
Well,
you
know. That's the boogery part of the game, man. You know what I'm saying? The rules are different.
Stop being that.
You have your baby shower at the YMCA. You know what I'm saying? That's where you have your baby shower. You have your wedding
that's
reception.
That's the baby's great grandmother right there.
Center. You know what I'm saying?
That's the
exactly.
great grandfather. You know, I'm saying
exactly.
when do you stop being a baby's mother or a baby's father? Like I said, when the kid is like in law school or some shit.
No,
you know? When you get
always.
Married.
Exactly.
You gotta get married to go lose those.
No,
those,
I mean
those
when
labels,
you know. You know, you don't see like. You don't see that too tight, you know, like in other cultures.
People don't get married
that,
no more, guy.
You know?
Everybody gets
I mean,
divorced.
To be honest with you, I mean, that's on the individuals not to get married or to get married, but when do you stop being a baby's mother? And I just, that term is just so fucking
You mean
degrading.
At what age of the child? Is that what you mean?
No,
what
when
age
the age of anyone stops
just
being
just
a baby's,
you
know,
don't,
whatever.
Unless you're married to that person, you're always going to be that.
So...
Unfortunately,
be 48 years
was.
Old and shit. Yo, that's my baby's mama right there.
Yeah,
that's
because she got these still paying child
shit.
Support and he's
yeah.
salty with this broad. Yo, for all you chickenhead, bonehead birds out there that just don't get it, that actually just pimping babies for checks. Damn on, shame on your monkey ass. You know what? We need to do a show specifically designed for y'all suckers. You know what I mean? Oh. Somebody need to tie you up, put matches in your feet, set your toes on fire. Y'all a bunch of job turkeys.
And
that's
we need
like
for babies' mothers to actually call in and back up their bullshit.
Yeah. If
no, seriously,
no
I mean, you know, we can hate all day and you give our opinions, but, you know, let somebody defend that bullshit. I want to see somebody actually defend that bullshit. Isn't
yeah.
that a fair
stop
fight?
Stop lying. Stop fucking lying. It's a lot of bullshit going on out there. Y'all need to stop that shit, man, because I'll tell you what you're doing. What you're doing is you putting these brothers in positions to actually want to push you down a flight of steps. That's all I got to say about that. All right. Now, I'm not saying every situation is the same, but y'all gotta figure this shit out, y'all. Y'all gotta work something out. You gotta stop putting your personal business in the courtroom, y'all, and deal with your situation internally.
This is the truth.
You know what I mean?
This is
the
truth.
Be adults,
That's
y'all.
The truth.
Stop
Handle your
for
situation.
Big brother to save your situation. Handle your
Word
business
up.
On your own, y'all. You know what
male
I mean? You
and
there,
female, grow
you
up.
Fuck the guy. He bred up in you. You let the dude spray paint your walls. You bred for him. You understand? And now you mad? Yo, get your life together. Stop playing. Stop being salty.
What bothers me the most about that is when the man is very straight up and like, look, I do not want a child. I'm not ready to have a child. And the woman's like, well, I want a child, so I'm going to keep that child. Like, well, that's I don't want it.
Well, at the end of the day, it's his responsibility not to be spray painting the wall. So if you didn't want a child, you shouldn't be fucking her. How
there
about
you
that?
Go, man.
The
there you go.
You know what I mean? Put a bag on it. You know what I'm saying?
What is the
word?
The
I mean, come on.
Rope?
You got some responsibility to pimping.
What
word
the
up,
condom
man.
Ain't break.
Word up.
Condom
word
ain't
up.
Break.
What if it? What is it good?
The only time condoms break is if you put two of them on at one time.
Oh, that kid can't be me. That kid too light to be mine. Oh, that kid's hair's too nappy to be my kid. Dickhead.
Can anybody say Maury Povich? Yo,
that's the
easiest way to get a DNA test nowadays. Word
you
up. And Maury Povich used to be a scumbag
Maury.
Now. He's a scumbag.
Yeah. Fucking
he
being on Maury and
show.
Shit. Running and shit
yeah,
when motherfucker ain't the father.
Yeah, absolutely. This is crazy.
Maury.
Shout out to Maury Povich. Shout out to the father of it all, Richard Bey. Definitely. Shout out to Richard Bey. What's going on with you,
shout
baby?
Out to DNA yeah. companies.
Shout out
word
to Maury Povich's baby mama, Connie Chung.
No doubt. She stay out of that bullshit, though. You know, she's like, I do mm-hmm. real reporting. You go over there and do baby
real
mama.
Journalism.
Maury.
Word.
Clown shoe. Shout out to my man, Jerry Springer, who definitely puts the fools on blast. But even though it's all scripted and it's all stupid, you know, it just opens up the fact that there are people out there that are fucked up like that. You know what I mean?
I
want to
see on the Maury show is like when the bitch is stupid and it's not the father, she running shit, they should put hurdles up. Like she got to jump over hurdles and shit. That's
you're
what I
want right.
to see and shit, man. Like a jump a
you're
rope over
right.
over a moat or some shit. I want to see that. And he is not the father. Oh, shit, I got to jump this. That's what I want to see, man.
Yo, Dick party people, we running out of time. But yeah, we are. But it's cool. I got a treat for the party people out there. DJ No Request did a special mix for the party people. You dig? I had to dig up my brother, my soul brother, Mr. Red Fox. And I'm going to tune it out with Brother Red. I'm going to let Brother Red do what he do.
That's
for sure. But, yo.
Fred
you know,
G.
On
Fox.
The peace out
G's
situation.
For going places.
Exactly. You're damn right. Definitely. And party people, drive safe. Drive if you have to.
Be safe. For real, man.
It's
stay off the roads and shit,
up.
Man.
Yeah, we care. We really
get
care. You know why? Because we want you to listen, and we probably want to sell you some shit
word.
In the future. So we want your
posters.
Lives, and we want you working.
Word up, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Word up.
So get your mind right, party people. Be safe out there. You know what I'm saying? Take care of them babies. And, you know,
and
all
keep
you
it
bum ass hood boogers. Exactly. All you bum ass hood boogers, you know what I mean? To hell with y'all. You know what I'm saying? But real talk, stay on the line, y'all. We going to jazz out. You're gonna dig this. You know what I'm saying? You're going to dig this. So check this Red Fox out. Peace, y'all.
The two funniest four-letter words in the whole world. Mr. Red Fox.
Thank you very much. You applauded for me. You didn't applaud. I hope your dog dies. I'm only serious. You know, I'm a little hoarse. It says four women to every man in New York. And last night, two guys didn't have nobody.
I just said that, you know, give you an idea of what's coming. I talk about sex mostly because a lot of our parents had it. How are you? Took a chance and came on uptown, huh? I bet you won't be around here about 7:30. And neither will I. No, I don't. No, it's serious. The economy is bad. I mean, I don't mind how things have happened. A nigga tried to rob me night before last. That's right. Nigga gonna stick up a black man. Now, wasn't that dumb? Nigga gonna rob Zorro. This nigga jumped out the alley. Didn't have a gun, a pipe, or a brick. All he knew was karate. Jumped out there and said, stick up. I got a black belt. I said, well, they gonna need it to lower your ass in the ground. I always leave my zipper down for my first joke. And if you don't laugh, then everything's cool. So pretty. What you weigh, honey? 100? I had more than that for lunch. Some pretty girls in New York. And some ugly ones. I'm not gonna point you out. You know who you are. Sitting up there trying to look better now. There's some ugly kids here in New York. Why? Because there are ugly parents here in New York. The ugly kids come from ugly parents. If you think I'm lying, follow an ugly kid home and see don't somebody ugly open the door for him. I know, I used to go home. What the hell you laughing at? You ain't no dream either. Sitting out there looking like somebody's shit in your face. That's why I said shit. I said shit not to shock anyone. I said shit because I'm too old to stand up and say doo-doo. If you would tell the truth, everyone here said shit. You never said shit before. Come on out the parking lot with me.